This is the Darlington and District Talking newspaper on Wednesday, the 13th of May, 2026. Introducing the team this week. Hello, I'm Pat Walker. The What's On's been collected by Kate Grogan, and the news has been collected by Kate Grogan, and the magazine has been collected by Kieran Grogan. And the readers are Lynn Goods and John Dunn. Firstly, some announcements. The Darlington Social Club for the Blind and Visually Impaired meet every Tuesday morning 10:15 till 12 noon at 73 Corporation Road. Everyone is welcome and you can bring a friend. For more information, ring Alan Elwood on 07816 127 002 or Jonathan Wilkinson on 07813 703 719. You can now listen to the Darlington and District Talking newspaper on the telephone. The calls are charged at the local rate, so please do ensure that your telephone provider includes the local calls. You telephone 01325 238 551 and there is an introduction message, "Welcome to the Darlington and District Talking newspaper." There are a few basic instructions. Press star to leave a message for Talking newspaper. Press zero for instructions how to do things, such as skip forward or back. Press 8 to skip to the next bookmark, and the recording is in four parts. Press hash key to miss out the introduction and go straight to the recording. There are two weekly recordings on at any one time, and sometimes it goes to the week before recording, in which case you need to press 666, which will take you through those four tracks, and then press 6 again, and then it'll come to that week's recording. We haven't quite worked out how to rectify that. And a listener has been in touch to ask how disabled filmgoers can receive a free cinema ticket for a companion to help them enjoy the experience. The UK Cinema Association, UKCA, operates a CEA card scheme. The scheme allows a cardholder to be accompanied by someone free of charge when they purchase a ticket to visit a participating cinema with that person. Cards are valid for 1 year and cost £6. To be eligible, cardholders should be in receipt of either disability living allowance, attendance allowance, personal independence payment, adult child disability payment, or armed forces independence payment, or hold severely sight impairment registration or sight impaired registration. For more information on the card, telephone 01244 526016 during normal office hours, or go to the website ceacard.co.uk. View cinemas are part of this scheme. You can book tickets online, in person at the venue, or by calling the booking line to get your carer a ticket for free. For more information, ring the View Customer Services on 0345 308 4620. Darlington Hippodrome also has a new access scheme. Theatregoers can now join their scheme and book online direct via the Hippodrome website for wheelchair spaces, free essential companion tickets, priority access seating in stalls for those with visual impairments or who are deaf or hard of hearing, and discounts for people in receipt of universal or pension credit. Universal credit claimants can save 50% on all tickets in a booking, and pension credit claimants can save 50% on one ticket per booking. please refer to the Access Scheme page of the Hippodrome website. Now we'll go straight on to the What's On, and this has been collected by Kate Grogan. Monday the 18th of May until Wednesday the 20th of May, 6:30 p.m. till 9 p.m. at the Forum Darlington. Pint of Science, the world's largest festival of public science, which offers members of the public an inside look at cutting-edge research, is returning to Darlington for the third year. Monday looks at unseen worlds, microbes and medicine. Tuesday, nature to nurture, and Wednesday, the future is now. Tickets £5. For more information, go to the forum website or call reception. Tuesday 19th of May till Saturday the 23rd of May, times vary, Darlington Hippodrome. Midsummer Murders, the killings at Badger's Drift. Murder comes to the countryside in the theatrical world premiere of the critically acclaimed television favourite, Midsummer Murders, when well-loved spinster Emily Simpson is found dead in the picturesque village of Badger's Drift. Her friend, Lucy Bellringer, refuses to accept it was an accident. DCI Tom Barnaby and Sergeant Gavin Troy are called in to investigate, uncovering a world of hidden passions, long-buried secrets and deadly rivalries. Performance on the 23rd of May, 2:30 p.m. is audio described. Tickets from £20. 23rd of May till the 25th of May, 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. each day, Hopetoun Museum, Darlington. Vintage Weekend. After the roaring success of last year's VE Day celebrations, we are delighted to announce a full three-day Vintage Weekend this coming late May bank holiday weekend. It's a proper knees-up celebrating times gone by, filled with music, laughter, fine sights, friendly faces and good old British cheer. Across the weekend, expect nostalgia by the bucketful, with period sights, sounds and surprises at every turn. On Saturday, you can enjoy a classic and vintage vehicle rally. Sunday is the shopping day at the vintage market. And Monday is park day, as we take a trip back to 1940s Darlington. Free, but book your tickets. Any questions, call 01325 405 060. Saturday 23rd of May till Saturday the 6th of June, Swaledale Festival. Music, arts and walking in the Yorkshire Dales. Across 15 days, a record 75 events will take place across the stunning hills and dales of North Yorkshire. Includes talks about land management, sustainable Swaledale, music with Ian Anderson and friends and Masque Choir, plus much, much more. Go to www.swalefest.org to see what's on and book your tickets. Prices vary. And on Sunday the 24th of May at 11 a.m, Stockton Cricket Club, Grangefield Ground, Oxbridge Avenue, Stockton-on-Tees, annual family fun day. Inflatables, funfair rides, sports games, food stalls, refreshments and loads more across the day. Plus an Oreo eating contest too. And we finish in style with live music from the one and only The Funk Collective. Free entry. Now just a few reminders. To check your local chemist opening times, please call the NHS non-emergency helpline 111 and they will provide you with this information. The time to draw your curtains and switch house lights on is about 9 p.m. Next we have the news, and the news has been collected this week by Kate Grogan and comes to you by kind permission of North of England Newspapers. You're listening to the Darlington and District Talking Newspaper.
John Dunn here with the headlines for the Talking Newspaper for the 13th of May. The major developments set to change Darlington by 2027. Amazon delivers first UK parcels by drone in Darlington. Evil prison guard who attacked boys at Kirk Levington exposed. Durham PCC Joy Allen on stopping criminal gangs using high streets. The major developments set to change Darlington by 2027. Darlington has witnessed several planning applications that will change how people shop, live and travel across the town. From the future of the former bin store to major new estates at the edge of the town, plans approved in recent months set out how the borough could look by 2027. Below are four of the most significant projects, what they involve, where they are, when they are due to happen, and why they matter for people who live, work or shop in Darlington. Bins to be carved up into six shops. The historic former Bins department store on High Row will be split into six separate ground floor retail units under plans approved by councillors to keep options open for the landmark building. The idea is to bring in a mix of occupiers rather than rely on a single big name after the iconic store closed for good. The building sits in the heart of Darlington town centre on High Row, overlooking the market and surrounded by existing chains and independents. It has long been one of the most recognisable facades in the town. The owner lodged the application last September, and consent has now been granted for the subdivision of the ground floor into six units fronting the street, with one main operator behind. The internal works and fit-outs will follow as and when tenants are signed up. What happens to the Bins building is a litmus test for the wider health of Darlington's town centre, and many shoppers still have strong memories of the store. Breaking it into smaller units could attract a mix of retailers and hospitality operators that would keep the building active, but some will worry it risks losing the feel of a single grand departmental store. Skinnergate housing development hit by delays. A council-backed scheme to bring new homes and shops back to Skinnergate will create six three-bed houses, flats and ground floor retail units on a cleared town centre site. The project is designed to put residents back into a historic street that has struggled with empty units and tired buildings. The development covers parts of Skinnergate and the neighbouring Raby Terrace, close to Duke Street and the central shopping area. Several properties have already been demolished to make way for the new homes. Planning permission was granted in August 2021, but the programme has slipped badly. The budget has risen from around £1.5 million after construction and contractual problems, and a previous completion date of May 2025 has been pushed back by 19 months to December 2026. Work to clear the site continues after delays linked to Historic England, COVID and contractor procurement, with further hold-ups caused when asbestos was uncovered. If it finally comes forward, the scheme would put families and new ground floor businesses back on one of Darlington's key historic streets, supporting nearby traders and the nighttime economy. The setbacks, however, highlight the challenges of regenerating older town centre plots and will raise questions about costs and delivery of other heritage-sensitive sites. West End estate to bring more than 400 new homes. House builder Bellway has secured detailed planning permission for 428 homes on a 56-acre site off Stainthorpe Road, in a development to be marketed as Baydale Village. There will be 300 private homes and 128 affordable properties, making it one of the largest single housing schemes currently coming forward in Darlington's West End. The site lies off Stainthorpe Road on the western side of the town, close to existing suburban streets and within reach of schools and local services. It will effectively extend the urban edge further towards the countryside. Bellway Durham and Ashbury Homes North East plan to start work on the site in December, with the first homes expected to be ready by the end of 2026. The build-out of all 428 homes will take several years, with new phases released over time. Baydale Village will bring hundreds of families into the West End, increasing demand for school places, GP services and local roads, but also supporting shops and services across that side of town. With nearly a third of the homes set aside as affordable, it will play a key role in meeting housing need targets while changing the look and feel of Staindrop Road for decades. Skirningham Garden Village, the first 450 homes. A hybrid planning application has been submitted for up to 450 homes as part of the first phase of Skirningham Garden Village, a major new community planned to the north of Darlington. The early plans also include a new retail store and pub, with 90 of the homes earmarked as affordable and must follow a design code adopted by the council in 2023. Skirningham sits to the north of Darlington, linking into existing communities at Beaumont Hill, Winfield and Great Burden, with Barmton Village to the northeast of the wider site. Over time, it would effectively grow the town northwards into what is currently mainly open land. This application covers the first phase of what is envisaged as a long-term build-out to 2036 and beyond. The wider vision is for up to 1,650 homes and facilities, such as a GP surgery and schools, by 2036, with a further 4,500 homes planned in later phases on the same strategic site. Skirningham is one of the most contentious developments in Darlington's recent planning history, promising thousands of homes and new infrastructure, but also raising fears over loss of countryside and extra pressure on local roads and services. The first 450 homes will set the tone for the whole garden village, so residents and campaigners will be watching closely how the design code is applied and what community facilities are delivered early on. How you can still have your say. Even after big schemes are approved in principle, residents still have chances to influence the detail. You can search for planning applications by street name, postcode or reference number on Darlington Borough Council's online planning pages, where you can view site plans, design documents and transport reports. For live applications, you can submit comments online before the published consultation deadline. These become part of the public record and are considered by planning officers and committee members. When applications go back for reserved matters or amendments, which is likely for large schemes such as Skirningham and Baydale Village, fresh consultations are usually opened, so it is worth checking back regularly if you are affected. If you live near any of these sites, it is also worth speaking to your ward councillors and local residents groups who can raise concerns over traffic, access, design, green space and community facilities as plans move from the drawing board to reality.